Okay, so picking the right school for your kids. It's a tough one, right? One of the biggest decisions you'll make as a parent, I think.
It really is. And that's why we do these deep dives to try and help you out a little bit. So today we're looking at Shiloh Learning Center.
Shiloh Learning Center.
We've got brochures, curriculum guides, even some articles about their approach. Quite a lot to get through.
So this isn't about saying Shiloh's the best. This is about using their material to think about what any school should offer.
That's it. And one thing that jumps out from Shiloh right away is this idea of holistic education. Like, it's not just about the grades.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing that term a lot in what they've put out. So what does holistic actually mean for them?
Well, a big piece of it is character development, and they're very open about this being rooted in their Christian faith.
Right, I saw that in their brochure. They even kind of contrast it with what they call moral ambiguity out there in the world.
It's interesting, huh? Whether you agree with their specific beliefs or not, it shows you how important that moral framework is to them.
Yeah, like it's not just about being a good kid, it's about having some kind of compass to figure out right and wrong.
Exactly. And they don't just talk about it, they weave it into how they teach. Everything from history to literature is all connected back to that.
So it's like those values become the lens through which they learn everything else.
You got it.
Now, there was another term they used, emotional intelligence. That gets thrown around a lot, but what's Shiloh's take?
Well, this is where it gets kind of interesting. They use something called Ian's taxonomy. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
It's basically a way of teaching kids about emotions, not just be nice, but like understanding your own feelings, then understanding other people's.
Okay, so it's giving them the tools to deal with those big emotions, not just saying, be happy.
Right, because even the smartest kid can get tripped up if they can't manage, frustration or disappointment.
Totally makes sense. But don't worry, listeners, they haven't thrown academics out with the bathwater.
No, academics are still core to what they do. They're very clear about meeting both CEPES national curriculum and international standards.
So your child's getting a solid foundation, that's for sure. But it's the HLW that seems different here, right?
Yeah, they're all about applying knowledge, not just memorizing facts, but problem-solving real-world stuff.
Okay, now hold on. Real-world stuff sounds vague. Give me an example. What does that actually look like in a Shiloh classroom?
Imagine instead of just learning about fractions, they're designing a community garden. They have to figure out spacing, how many seeds, applying the math to a real problem.
Okay, now that is cool. I wish my math classes had been like that. But on that note of doing things differently, their approach to diversity caught my eye too.
Yeah, a lot of schools talk about inclusivity these days, but Shiloh ties it back to their faith. They use literature, history, discussions to celebrate different cultures, but it always comes back to that foundation of love and acceptance from their beliefs.
Now I can see how some parents might worry that focusing so much on one set of values could limit their child's exposure to different ways of thinking.
That's a fair point. It's something each family has to think about, right? A strong moral foundation versus exposure to lots of different viewpoints. Shiloh seems to be betting that their approach provides enough room for exploration within their framework.
Interesting food for thought there. And while we're on the topic of things parents worry about, environmentalism, technology, those are huge EE these days.
Yeah.
And Shiloh seems to have an opinion on both.
They really do. For them, taking care of the environment is like an extension of their faith, being responsible for God's creation and all that.
So it's not just recycling, it's deeper than that. It's about instilling this care for the planet, which is pretty cool.
And then there's tech. Digital literacy is huge EE, but Shiloh adds this ethical layer to it, not just how to use tech, but the right and wrong ways to behave online.
I saw that they specifically mentioned cyberbullying, which is a massive concern for parents. So they're acknowledging that this is a thing kids are facing.
Absolutely, and they're trying to equip them to deal with it, which is a step a lot of schools don't take.
So we've covered a lot here, from character development to academics, even how they approach tough topics like diversity and tech.
Yeah.
Shiloh definitely has a distinct approach. What stands out to you so far?
I think what's really fascinating is how connected it all is. Their faith isn't just like a class you take. It's woven into their approach to character, to how they view academics, even environmentalism.
It's like their whole philosophy, right? This is what we believe, and it impacts everything.
Exactly. And that transparency is good for parents. You know what they stand for right from the start.
Makes it easier to decide if it's the right fit for your family. Because you're not just choosing academics, you're choosing a whole environment for your kid.
Absolutely. The people they'll be around, the messages they'll hear, it all matters. But now I'm sure some listeners are thinking, okay, but what about the actual learning? Is all this value stuff going to make my kid fall behind?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Does focusing on character come at the expense of, like, solid academics?
Shiloh seems to know parents are going to ask that. They make it very clear. Strong academics are non-negotiable. They even say they use CAPS and international standards, so no one's getting shortchanged.
Okay, so my kid's going to be able to, like, get into university and stuff. That's good to know. But it's not just textbook learning, right? You mentioned active learning earlier.
All right, right. Problem solving, real world stuff, research. They want kids applying what they learn, not just regurgitating it.
You know, I'm a little confused about Ian's taxonomy here. You said they use it for emotional intelligence, but could it apply to academics too?
Oh, good catch. You're totally right. Remember, it's all about those higher order thinking skills. Analyzing, evaluating, creating. You need that no matter what you're studying.
So it's less about memorizing facts, more about how to think, which is probably way more useful in the long run.
Exactly. This kind of approach might appeal to parents who want their kids prepped for a world that's constantly changing.
Makes sense. Speaking of prepping for the real world, let's talk about their diversity thing. They frame it through their faith, which is interesting.
Definitely unique. They're all about celebrating different cultures, inclusivity, but it's grounded in those biblical values of love and acceptance.
So it's like, we welcome everyone, but T, we're doing it through this specific lens.
Yeah, and that's where it gets tricky, right? Could some kids feel excluded if they don't share those beliefs? It's a tightrope walk. Balancing a strong moral base with exposure to different ways of thinking, it's something parents have to weigh. Does it resonate or does it feel too limiting?
Good point. And honestly, talking about all this just shows how complex this whole school decision is. It's not just about finding the best one on paper. It's way more nuanced.
Absolutely. And that's why we do these deep dives, to get you thinking, to spark conversations. Hopefully it's helpful.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Environmentalism and technology. Two huge topics for parents these days. Shiloh's pretty intentional about both of those.
For sure. Environmentalism for them is almost like a spiritual thing. Stewardship of God's creation, all that.
So it's not just don't litter. It's about instilling a much deeper respect for the planet, which is pretty cool.
And then you've got the whole tech side of things, which is a total minefield for parents. How much screen time? What are they seeing online? Shiloh gets that.
Yeah, and what I like is they're not just teaching digital literacy, but adding that ethical layer. We talked about it earlier.
Right. It's not just here's how you use the internet. It's here's how to think about your actions online, the moral implications, you know.
Which, honestly, is probably more important than knowing how to code in the grand scheme of things.
Couldn't agree more. It's about raising good humans, not just tech wizards.
So it all ties back to that holistic thing again, nurturing all sides of a kid, their mind, their heart, how they treat others.
Preparing them for a world that needs, like, well-rounded people, not just robots. And I think that's what makes this whole school thing so important. It's not just about academics.
Totally agree. Okay, so big picture, Shiloh has a very particular philosophy rooted in their faith, impacting everything from curriculum to how they handle tough topics.
And this deep dive, even though it's about Shiloh specifically, it's really about prompting you, the listener, to ask the big questions. How important is faith in a school? What kind of environment will my kid thrive in?
Because there's no one right answer, right? It's about what's best for your family.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so challenging, but also pretty exciting. You get to choose what matters most.
So much to think about, huh? We just scratched the surface with Shiloh, but hopefully this gives you, the listener, some ideas for your own school search.
Yeah, it's like a case study, right? We've seen how their faith influences everything, diversity, tech, even just the overall feel of the place.
And that brings up a big question. How much does that matter to you? The faith element? Is it a plus, a minus, or just something to be aware of?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you want a school that feels like an extension of your home, where your kid can, you know, be themselves and learn.
Because good grades are great, but it's about more than that, right? It's the whole picture, the environment, the values.
It's about finding that place where your kid can really flourish, not just academically, but as a whole person.
Totally. So let's say someone listening is like, Shiloh sounds pretty good. What's the next step? Can't just go off our deep dive, right?
The best thing is to reach out to the school directly. Go for a visit, talk to some teachers, see the place in action.
You get a feel for it. Because brochures only tell you so much.
Exactly. And don't be shy. Ask the tough questions. How do they handle bullying? homework policies? What about kids who need extra help? It's your right to know.
Yeah, this trust your gut feeling, right? You'll know when a school feels right or when it feels off. Okay. The big decision.
Definitely is. You know, it's funny, even though we focused on Shiloh, this deep dive has been about so much more. It's like, what should we be looking for in any school?
Totally. Faith, academics, character development, how they handle tech. It's given us a framework to think about education, period.
And that's our goal, right? Giving you the tools to make those tough choices, whether it's a school, a curriculum, anything to do with your kid's future.
And just remember, the perfect school doesn't exist, but there is the right school for your family. The one that fits your values, your kids' needs, helps them be their best selves.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So keep researching, keep asking those tough questions, and keep having those conversations with your family.
This is a decision worth putting in the time for.
Absolutely.
So on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next time digging into another topic that matters to you.